From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Kelly Mitchell. We have a sweet little story for you just in time for Valentine's Day, and it does involve chocolate. But it also involves how the production of chocolate is making an economic difference in Ecuador. That's where award-winning chocolatier Santiago Peralta is the founder of Pecari Chocolate of Quito, and he says the finest cacao beans are grown there, and he does have the chocolate creds to back that up. He's been part of the Fairchild Tropical Garden Chocolate Festival, and he's here to explain how chocolate and social responsibility can be a pretty tasty mix. It's nice to have you and your little chocolate treats, which I will be socially and responsibly sharing with our staff.
My big pleasure to be here, Kelly. Well, we have been working so hard the last 10 years in Ecuador to change the historical fact that we have been only exporting cacao beans. Ecuador is the biggest producer of fine cacao beans on earth. I think we produce like 70% of the cacao beans. We have been exporting centuries cacao beans, and right now, finally, we make the jump to make fine chocolate. So the good news is that we won 21 awards in the International Chocolate Awards, which is something similar to the Olympics of chocolate. It's the first time that someone from Latin America have received this award.
And that's so odd because where does the bean come from?
Yeah, it's strange that we haven't been doing that before.
Does this sort of go to the advancement of some of the businesses and firms in South America that they're now able to not just send raw goods, but they're sort of refining what it is they do with the rest of the world?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that was the speech of the on the 80s, that the way of developing, of to make a country develop, to generate added value. But after that, for things like fair trade, we start to forget about that, and industry keep being in the developing countries and not in South. So it's for us, is we are kind of leading this movement, and I'm sure that we are going to inspire a lot of new people to come in this business of the chocolate and many other things that we can do over there also.
So you actually create jobs as well?
Just in Ecuador, we work with 3,000 families, and we have this direct connection with them. We help them to become organic. So we are in the farms, we are in the fields. This money finally staying with them. The whole fair trade thing is paying maybe 6%, a premium of 6%. We are from 50 to 100%. So it's a huge difference, and that's exactly what the way to go. All these people is getting more income and going out away from the poverty.
Is there any chocolate in the United States that lives up to your expectations? Any American chocolate, U.S. chocolate?
That I like?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, for sure. I have my friend, the people from Amano, Art Polar. Amano chocolate is a chocolate made in Utah. Good chocolate. I like his Chuao. He's a Venezuelan origin. Good chocolate. Amano chocolate is one of the... I really respect this guy. I mean, it's fantastic chocolate. It's a few artisanal chocolate. There is another guy called Alan McClure from Patrick Chocolate. Good chocolate. Good chocolate. There is a big trend about fine chocolate here. More than in Europe, it's here. It's in the States.
I did not hear Hershey's Kiss come up.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Congratulations to you, Santiago Peralta of Pecari Chocolate, and thank you so much for being our guest.
Thank you very much for receiving us.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell.